A Republican official in Morris County observed Tuesday night that the Grand Old Party is practically extinct in New Jersey. That's an exaggeration, but the point is well taken. Democrats control all levers of power in New Jersey and are now encroaching upon the Republicans' traditional suburban terrain. The proverbial silver lining in all this is that Republicans running for the assembly this year can legitimately talk about the pitfalls of one-party domination. Democracy, after all, needs a strong opposition voice. One such Republican seeking re-election to the Assembly this year in the 26th District is Jay Weber, who presided over a fundraiser that prompted the aforementioned comment on the party's dismal status. Weber, though, is upbeat. He said he gets a good feeling from voters when he goes door-to-door in a Morris-centered district that also includes parts of Passaic and Essex counties. What's the biggest issue? Property taxes are first, second and third, Weber said. Of course. Property taxes have been the biggest issue in New Jersey for years. Weber's take is that the Murphy administration is not even talking about the issue. In truth, both parties have been reluctant to truly look for ways to reform property taxes. One obvious reason why property taxes are so high in New Jersey is that the state has too much local government, too many small towns and too many small school districts. Weber said he supports shared services among towns, but not forced consolidation. And he also contends that if the state allocated school funding more equitably, property taxes in the district could be reduced. This is a common Republican argument, which, naturally, goes nowhere in a legislature run by Democrats. Weber and the district's other assembly member, Republican Beatyle DeCroce, are being challenged by Democrats Laura Forgang and Christine Clark. Weber says the Dems are far too left-wing for a district the GOP won rather easily in 2017. That too is a typical GOP talking point. Yet, one of those at the Tuesday event who definitely agrees is Mark Dunnick, who ran for Congress in the 11th District in 2014 as a Democrat. Dunnick caused a stir a year ago when he endorsed Weber for Congress instead of then-Democratic candidate and now-Congresswoman Mickey Sherrill. Why does he like Weber? I'll give you one reason, Dunnick said. Integrity. He then gave a second reason, sincerity. All that is well and good, but Dunnick lives outside the district in Livingston. As for those living in the district, an open question for both parties is how many people are going to vote in an election where the state assembly is at the top of the ticket. Or more bluntly, do people care? You have to make them care. These state issues are important, Weber said.